Hello and welcome to Redefine, your home for news about parental school choice and education reform.
All right, well, Ken, first of all, thank you so very much for taking some time out to speak with me.
Happy to be able to do it.
Let me start out with the obvious question. The Bayo Symposium's coming to Orlando. You've got 650 people coming. What is the internal message, you know, the message that the symposium will be sending to Bayo folks, and what is the external message, if there is one, to folks outside of Bayo and to the general public?
Well, I think the message internal to folks who are part of the Bayo family is, I think the organization is in a really good place, and I think this is an incredibly exciting time, not only for Bayo, but I think for the work that we do around empowering parents to choose, you know, quality educational options for their children. Mm-hmm. This is one of the largest symposiums that we've ever had. We're going to have, as you said, over 650 people from more than 20 states. And so we feel like it's growing. There's a growing amount of interest. And one of the things I think that's really important is just more and more people of color are really understanding how important this issue is, and they're taking a fresh look at it. And I think that should be very encouraging to the people inside of the organization, that the hard work is paying off and we're gaining greater and greater traction. You know, and I think for the people outside, it is evidence that they should be taking a fresh look at this. You know, there are a lot of people in our community who are, you know, rightfully concerned and skeptical about motives and about, is this the right thing to do? And I know there's a lot of concern, but I think increasingly we have reached a point where there's no excuse for not acting with urgency and giving kids and parents options.
What's happening that makes you think that, you know, we're moving the ball?
Well, I think when it looks at gaining traction, I think, you know, we have to look at the number of states that recently have either, you know, expanded or passed newly designed legislation to give parents options. I think there's been a lot of growth in the past few years in terms of voucher and scholarship programs, tax credit programs. We are actively engaged in work to get charter school legislation passed in Mississippi, Alabama, and Kentucky. You know, Washington State approved the charter school law this past fall. Maine approved one the fall before that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I really do think we're getting to a place where people recognize that the one best system is not best for children, and that we have to have options. And I think more and more, again, people of color are starting to come to that same realization. And I think in some cases it's done with a bit of hesitation. You know, I wish, you know, I know that they wish that they didn't have to go to this route, but we can't ignore the evidence of what's happening with our kids any longer. So, you know, I do think more and more people are getting out there. I think having prominent people who are involved and engaged in this work makes sense, and that's also helping. When, you know, we have someone like Pastor Marvin Sapp, who has a charter school in Grand Rapids, Michigan, mm-hmm. Go on a six-city tour with us, and we see about 10,000 people who come out and not only hear him sing, but also learn about the importance of giving parents options. I think it opens the eyes and ears of a lot of people who otherwise would stay on the sideline.
Well, let me ask you a question that ties all that into the political part of it, and I realize this is all very sensitive. You know, there's no doubt that it has been hard to be a black lawmaker, particularly a black Democrat, and also be a school choice supporter. You know, obviously, and you know all this way better than I ever will, you know, a lot of pressure, you know, sometimes strained relations with historic allies, that kind of thing. But I wonder if it's getting a little easier, if the tide is changing on the political front as well, and if so, how can you tell?
Well, I think it's changing ever so slowly. Okay. And I think we can tell because, you know, you look at some of the work that's being done by our friends at Democrats for Education Reform and being able to, you know, provide a kind of network, if you will, in a place where Democrats can go and learn about this and how important it is. I think efforts like that have helped. Mm-hmm. But I think more than anything, it's just this constant drumbeat that they're hearing from parents about how much their kids are struggling. And so it's one of those situations where, you know, they're dealing with it, of course, with the healthy deal of skepticism, particularly in the Deep South where, you know, the tensions around race and the political discourse is incredibly difficult. And that makes it very hard to do. But more and more people, I think, are just coming to the realization that even if I don't necessarily like the people who are proposing this, we don't have any other options. And we've heard that time and time again as we've gone out and worked with elected officials, that we can't ignore the pleas of our parents anymore. And, you know, every state now, it seems, has a new story about some parent who is either arrested or sued because they're going to school out of district. And as that happens and it takes on more prominence, it's harder and harder, I think, for lawmakers to hold on to their traditional stance. It makes it much more likely that they'll say, I have to do this because my people are in so much pain.
Okay.
So it's still not easy. You know, there's still a whole lot of work that we need to do. There has to be better efforts, I think, to educate and inform our leaders, which was always, I think, a big kind of missing piece. There's always this belief that they're going to support this because it's just the right thing to do, when in reality, the learning gap is so huge in terms of just understanding what's involved with charter school legislation. What does it mean if we're going to do a tax credit? And we found that the more information we can give people, the more we educate them about this, first of all, the less fearful they are of it, the more likely they are to say, okay, I understand what we're trying to do now, and I understand why it makes sense. Let's figure out how to do it.
Well, this ties in perfectly with my next question. I wanted to find out, you know, what kind of things you thought needed to happen next in order to create even more breathing room for black elected officials, and particularly black Democrats, to support school choice. So you mentioned education is a big part of that, educating lawmakers about what school choice is and how it works. Anything else?
Yeah, you know, I think we have to continue to put the faces of our children out there, but I think also the faces of educators out there. You know, one of the reasons that parent choice and school choice work so well in my mind is because we have talented educators who are in a system that won't allow them to be their best.
Yes.
That shackles them with all type of bureaucratic rules and regulations. And I really think what parent choice does is it gives those educators freedom to create and design schools that they know are going to be more successful for children.
I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, this is something that we hope to be reporting more on, but clearly there are more and more educators who, like parents, are choosing these alternative settings.
Yeah, and they have, some of them have great stories to tell about how opposed they were to charter schools or how opposed they were to various types of school choice proposals. And then they get involved with it and they see the freedom and they see the real rich relationships they can build with kids and what they're able to do for them. And all of a sudden they become some of our biggest allies. And there are folks who say, I will never go back. Mm-hmm. You know, I wish we had done this 20 years ago. You know, there is, I think, this perception that's still out there that somehow, the parent choice movement is about either privatization or some effort to wrest control from, black elected bodies and give authority to young white people from out of town or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. And in reality, this is just about educators and kids and families and communities. And I think we have to constantly make sure people understand that.
Okay. Hey, Ken, one last thing, and I really appreciate you taking so much time out for me. How much does it matter to other black elected officials who support school choice that President Obama is a big supporter of charter schools? Now, I realize there's some issues with opportunity scholarships in D.C. and vouchers and tax credit scholarships, but, you know, he has come out very strongly as a big supporter of charter schools. Has that made a difference? Has that helped?
It is helping a little. The first thing that happens is, again, there's this knowledge gap to where people don't understand the president's position, haven't heard it. And so when you're in these sessions and you talk about the fact that the amount of money that's been allocated by the administration to go towards charter schools, the fact that charter schools were a big part of the president's Race to the Top initiative, and his I-3 initiative, it really is eye-opening, I think, and an opportunity for us to go to Democrats and say, the president supports it. And this is the thing that's also interesting. If you go to the websites of some of these states' Democratic parties who are adamantly opposed to charter schools, their website is almost a mirror of the National Democratic platform, which has support for charter schools clearly articulated. And so I think somewhere along the lines, folks have allowed this political process and what's happening in their states to get in the way of, let's do the right thing for kids and families. And I think the president is in the right place in terms of charter schools. And I think more and more elected officials, once they get to know the president's stance on charter schools. Again, it's one more thing that makes it easier for them to say, guys, even if I don't want to do this, it's the right thing to do for my kids and my families, and there's a lot of other support out there.
Okay. Well, Ken, I know you're extremely busy, so thanks very much again for taking some time out for me.
Thank you, and anytime. I appreciate it. Hope to see you in Orlando.